All right, someone's going to have to explain the logic of this one to me because I'm completely screwed on it. This is like a week ago. I'm sitting here using my $2,500 Pentium 3 computer to emulate 8-bit Nintendo games like a good wasteful American, and there's a knock on the door. I go answer it, and the dude at the door shoves a little book in my face and says, "Hi, would you like to take some of our literature and maybe we could come inside and talk about the Lord for a while?" "Why, sure. And afterwards, can I come to your house, smear chicken blood on the walls, build a fire in your living room to dance around, and then shoot you in the f***ing head?" "Ah! What's with this? Why are these freaks knocking on my door?" Okay, I'm not bashing Christianity here. I'm really not. I think people ought to be free to choose what they want to believe. But you have to admit, you guys have got to have the highest percentage of people who should have their heads crushed by a falling value jet. It's not bad enough I have people selling me things on the phone all day and all night. I have to have some twink at my door trying to sell me religion? Sure, come on in and just have a seat there while I summon Satan and watch him eat your f***ing eyeballs out. We have to stop this, okay? Religion must die and we have to kill it. You think it's bad now? Wait till these guys get sponsorship from one of these mega corporations. "Oh, here's a pamphlet just for you from the Lord and Microsoft." Hey, don't laugh because it will happen, and the day that it does, I'm gonna push this big red button I have and blow up the entire world, because at that point it will be a lost f***ing cause. Heaven forbid I get to live my life in peace without someone trying to save my soul. Forget about my soul, okay? There's nothing in there worth saving. My soul would French kiss your mother just to watch you squirm. My soul would show your children pornography so they wouldn't have to grow up in the same oppressed world you did. Besides, hey, I may already have my own beliefs. Whoa! Didn't think of that, did you? Your beliefs aren't the only ones out there, buddy. Not by far. Tell your God to take a f***ing number, because there are already hundreds of them floating around before yours was ever thought up. That's right, people were sacrificing saviors and worshiping jealous messiahs for thousands of years before the hallucinogen that created yours was even discovered. And I haven't heard from any worshippers of Amon-Ra or Buddha lately, so get in line, pal.
"But our God is the one true God."
Yeah, yours and every other society since life crawled out of the mud. That's the part that really gets to me, okay? That's the part that really, really pisses me off. You can't come by and say, "Hi, we've got this God and we really think he's bitching, right? So here's a booklet so you can read about him and decide if you want to come to church with us." No, no. Yours is the one, single, only, all-holy deity. And if I don't believe in him, then he's going to cast me into hell, so I'd better come to your church. And oh, by the way, don't forget my checkbook so that I can buy my way into the one true heaven, too. Tell you what, why don't you kiss my entire ass, okay? Kiss the whole ass. Start on one end and just smooch your way all the way to the other end, okay? Because this is just your way of telling me that any gods I have are fantasies, right? My gods suck and yours rule, right? Tell you what, take your spiritual penis measuring contest to someone else's front door, okay? I don't need it. Get away from my house before I decide to slap the dust off your brain. Can't we make a law that says we can crack some of these guys over the head with a pipe wrench or something? Okay, this is a true story. I'm not making this up. I'm on the university campus up here, and there's this Christian thing going on called Crosswalk, where they carry a cross around the grounds to remind people of Jesus' suffering, right? Well, I'm sitting there, and this guy goes by with a big paper mache cross and hands it off to another guy. The thing is about 6 feet tall, and it has wheels on the bottom. What the f*** are you thinking? If Jesus Christ ever came back and saw you doing that, he'd probably roll up his sleeves and beat the living hell out of you, and you know what? I'd help him. Paper mache? What the? Paper mache? Try wood, buster. It's a few hundred pounds heavier. And wheels? F***ing wheels? Did God have wheels? I don't think so. Did he have someone to hand this thing off to? I don't think so. You're supposed to be reminding people of Jesus' suffering here, and you're not even breaking a sweat. But that's the whole Christian philosophy, right? Reliving the life of Christ, emulating Jesus Christ. Well, I'll tell you something. You're never gonna do it because you're too much of a pussy. Jesus walked hundreds of miles in the desert. He made thousands of enemies and 12 friends. He was beaten, thrown in jail, and they finally hung him up on a big chunk of wood and killed his ass. And here you're whining about a bad hair day. Your powdered yuppie ass would break in two if you went through one day of what Jesus is. That's called hypocrisy, dumbass, and it pisses me off. So, I've got a solution to all this. Are you ready? You want these nuts to stop coming to your house? Buy a gun. No, it's not what you're thinking. You don't have to shoot it. The thing doesn't even have to work. All you have to do is take it apart and keep the pieces in a box near the table. Then when these guys knock on your door, pull out the pieces and start cleaning them right there in front of them. Jesus gave his life, but these guys will fall over each other trying to get the hell out of your house if you do that. And please, whatever you do, don't send them over to my house, because my gun is actually loaded. This is Two, your blasphemous ranting griffin, and that's all I have to say about that.